I hope that you would allow me to be personal. I have an unusual story to tell, and I delight in telling it. My work brings me into contact with many people. In fact, I deal with all kinds of people, from the humblest country folk to the highest of the officials. But the event that I most vividly recall happened at one of the year's peak season. Our country's leader had felt that additional taxes were needed for us to meet our budget. So he had ordered all the local citizens to have their names registered at the polls so they could be duly taxed. Of course, this meant that many thousands had to make their way across the countryside to the city, which represented their political interest. I recall the weather still cool, although the fresh smell of spring was in the air. Grass was even good enough for limited grazing on the nearby hillside. And the days, well, they were rather pleasant. But I must admit the nights were somewhat chilly. But one night in particular stands out in my memory. It seems that the crowds had been unusually large that day, and many had come by seeking lodging for the night, as they lived just too great a distance to return home for bedtime. Actually, I had turned dozens away to seek shelter elsewhere. I was exhausted by the end of the day, and I had dozed off at the register's counter when I was awakened by a gentle tap, tap, tap on the countertop. Coming to with a startle and start, I made out a figure of a young couple standing there lingering in the shadows of the lamplight. "May I help you?" I asked. And I asked the young man who was his pretty companion. He started to speak in a low trembling voice. "Sir, do you have room for..." And I blurted out, "No, no, there is no room. You should have to come earlier, or at least send me a word somehow. You're going to have to go elsewhere. I don't have a place for you." Plopping back down, I was trying to get back to sleep. And then, with much surprise, the young man spoke again. But, sir, you gotta have room." I got angry. And I jumped up and I shouted at him, "I don't have anything. I already told you I can't take care of you. Beat it, buddy. I got to get some rest. It's been a long day." But patiently and kindly he responded, "Sir, please, my wife is expecting a baby right away. We've tried everywhere and all the rooms are full. Can't you give her a place? Please, sir." Well, I did look closer, and I noticed that the young man spoke the truth about his wife, and then I really began to feel sorry for them. I thought for a moment, thinking, and I said, "Well, you do need a place to stay, that's for sure. And if you're not too choosy, I believe that I can provide something for you. Come with me." So I led them back to a cobweb-covered cattle cave nearby. It wasn't the best of surroundings, that's for sure, but it did offer some shelter from the cold and at least some privacy, though I considered it to be the meagerest of offering. The man was overjoyed, and he couldn't stop thanking me for my kindness, and I told him that he could settle up with me next morning. So I left, and I went back and tried to get some sleep. I forgot all about him as I dozed off into my dreamland. Lost in the midst of a dream castle in my peaceful slumber, I was awakened again, this time rudely, by a rather loud rapping at the door. Jumping up and hastily pacing to the door, I was greeted by three shepherds. Well, they apologized profusely for stirring me and getting me up out of my sleep, but it was rather obvious from the start they weren't interested in a room. They just wanted to explain why they had come. And the best that I can remember, they told me this fantastic story. "Sir," they said, We were watching over our flocks out in the hillsides nearby when, lo, an angel of the Lord appeared to us, and the glory of the Lord shone around us, and we were really afraid. And then the angel said to us, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Each of us looked at each other, and we were just in amazement, and they wondered if the angel knew what he was talking about. And then he continued, "Now listen to me, men. This shall be a sign for you. Look, yonder in the east, there in the east was a bright shining star. Follow that star, and you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." He had no more finished that when suddenly there was a multitude of angels all around, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." Immediately all of us rejoiced at the sight of the star. So we looked at one another and said, "Hey, let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had made known unto us." And so we went with haste. We followed the star, and you know, its light appears to fall over your place right here. So we wondered if you could tell us anything about the Christ child. Well, it seemed like a fantastic story to me at first, and I couldn't recall anything about a baby being connected to my business. After all, I wasn't running a hospital or a maternity ward, but they insisted that I must know something. And since they seemed so intent in finding out more, I recalled the guests that I took back to the barn and had bedded them down for the night. And then it dawned on me. That couple, that wife of his, was expecting an addition to the family, to the cattle cave. That's where I put them, in the cattle cave. Oh, yeah, I remembered. Maybe I do know something about the baby. Come with me. Excitedly, I led them to the meager place, and lo and behold, we exclaimed in unison, "It's a baby crying!" Rushing in, we found it just as the shepherd had said, and a newborn babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Then the shepherds, one by one, knelt down beside the manger in such a humble manner, I really couldn't explain what was happening to me even after that, but somehow I was touched and moved to kneel beside that manger too. Not only had a baby been born near my place of business out in the barn, but strangely I felt this babe had also been born in my heart. Oh, incidentally, I never did settle up with that couple for that night lodging. I just felt that I had been more than repaid with the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But how often does it come to mind? I think I had almost had no room for the Christ. As I have reflected on that across the years, thinking about it, it seems to me that something of a parable, of a human predicament, so to speak. And so often people exclude the Christ from the inn of their hearts. How about you guys listening to me today, telling you this story? Have you made room for the Christ? Oh, one other thing that I forgot. I'm telling you my story in the third person because I was the innkeeper that night.